From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah officials are confident that Salt Lake City will be chosen to host the 2034 Winter Olympic Games. This follows a visit by the International Olympic Committee Future Host Commission last month. During his monthly news conference yesterday, Governor Spencer Cox said he is fully expecting to be in Paris this July to sign the bid agreement.
They were incredible. They could not say enough good about Utah. I was actually kind of surprised, taken aback. I thought they would hold it a little closer to the vest, maybe, but they did not. They were just effusive in their praise of what we've done.
Cox added that the commission also praised the legacy of Utah hosting the 2002 Winter Games. The president of Salt Lake Community College is retiring after a decade in that role. Denise Hufdelin's last day on campus was yesterday. But as KUER's Martha Harris reports, she won't officially step down until June.
As Hufdelin reflects on her time in higher education, her departing message is to defend its value. Over the last few years, there's been a national trend of people asking if higher education is worth the expense. It's something she's seen firsthand.
Like, there are external questions coming towards us. Why do you still have these programs?
Hufdelin agrees that some colleges are too expensive, but she thinks Utah has done a good job at staying affordable. And she says colleges face other challenges too, like government overreach.
I worry that that overreach is going to, you know, get even stronger as the national narrative changes.
All of this puts pressure on colleges to be as efficient as possible, which she says shouldn't always be their focus.
The fundamental exchange of ideas that happens in the classroom and what that does for our citizenry, we're not talking about that as much as we should. And I find that so valuable and so invigorating, and it creates hope for me.
Hufdelin is one of the longest-serving female college presidents in Utah. Martha Harris, KUER News.
A typo in the charges against Chad Daybell led to some confusion yesterday, but the Doomsday murder trial is still on track. Daybell is facing 3 counts of first-degree murder for the deaths of his late wife Tammy Daybell and his new wife's 2 kids, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. The date of 7-year-old J.J. Vallow's death was wrong in the indictment. 7th District Judge Stephen Boyce alerted attorneys. It sparked a flurry of arguments over whether the charge should be dropped. The judge said it was inadvertent and the jury could be given special instructions to still consider the full case. Defense attorneys will begin presenting their case Monday. A new report shows hot, dry, and windy days have become more frequent across the West, and that's raising the risk of extreme wildfires. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
When high temperatures, low humidity, and strong winds combine, it's known as fire weather. Research group Climate Central compared days with those conditions in 1973 and 2023. It found northern New Mexico sees about 60 more fire weather days a year. South central Nevada and south central Colorado each see around 50 more. South central Wyoming and western Utah both see nearly 40 more, and southwestern Idaho sees 24 more. Climate Central's Caitlin Trudeau says human-caused climate change is driving this trend.
The air is getting warmer, and warmer air can actually hold more water. And so as it gets warmer, you can think of the atmosphere as kind of getting thirstier. So it starts pulling more moisture out of the landscape and the vegetation and the soils.
She says in many areas, the biggest jumps in fire weather have come during the spring. She notes the report doesn't factor how forests and vegetation have been altered by decades of industrial logging, fire suppression, and restrictions on indigenous cultural burns. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
More than $5 million federal dollars are headed to Utah to help defend it from wildfire. It comes from the Community Wildfire Defense Grant Program. The money will go to high wildfire risk or low-income communities to protect homes, businesses, and infrastructure. Moab is one of those. The funds will pay for things like putting in fuel breaks and revegetation to reduce the intensity of wildfires. And the Shivwits Band of Paiute Indians and Salt Lake City Fire Department will also get some of the money to help their communities better withstand wildfires. The goal of the grant program is to help people put in more resilient landscapes and have a better response when there is a fire. Utah officials are ramping up efforts to fight quagga mussels. They're an invasive species that can ruin boats and hurt fish by removing plankton from the water. New boat decontamination dip tanks are now in place at Willard Bay and Bullfrog Marina at Lake Powell. The state already had them at another spot at Lake Powell, plus at Utah Lake and Sand Hollow. The dip tanks streamline the inspection and cleaning process. Instead of personnel manually spraying the boats with hot water, boaters back it into a tank on a trailer. Officials say these tanks have been invaluable in fighting invasive species. You're listening to KUER News.